If I'm sucking a dick and I look and I see a prison, I'm happy. It's like a Jordan Peele film in reverse. It's got to feel good to kill someone.
It does. Oh, I mean, I assume that it does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
100%. Cheers.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, I want to congratulate my friend Bert Kreischer. He just had his left foot removed. Finally, some of the blood work came back, and he's got the stump, but he's got an amazing prosthetic. And because he's healing right now, I have somebody in his place that we're really happy to be here on set with us at Two Bears. It's the great Tim Dillon, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming. Thank you for stopping by.
I had my foot done a month ago, so I'm here and excited and. Yeah. I mean, it's a blessing.
If you don't mind, text him later. Let him know what to expect.
Yes. Yeah. Well, we have been. I've been telling him.
Oh, good.
Yeah, you just got to you gotta act like it's a foot.
Yeah, you do.
That's the reality. You have to. Don't let them shame you into thinking it's not a foot. It's as good a foot as any.
Yeah. You know, it's just. And now he's like, can I get back to the sugar? I was like, yeah. I mean, they've already cut the foot off. So
it would be crazy to not get back to the sugar.
His movie The Machinist is out.
Yes.
So make sure if you haven't seen that yet, you get a ticket or you pirate it illegally from the internet.
Yeah. I requested a free link, which I was given by his management.
Oh, good, good.
Someone gave it to me.
Sure, someone.
Somebody emailed it to me.
Yeah, I don't know who it was either.
I don't know either.
But, you're here, and we're so excited to have you. Look, things are going well in the nation. Everything is the world is in a good place.
Absolutely.
And things are finally starting to dial up. People are throwing their hat in the ring for the election. So I'm looking forward to. What's going to happen in 2024?
It's exciting because rarely do you look at such a landscape and say, I'm filled with hope for the future. I just think that whatever happens, it'll be good. Everyone will be chill about it.
Yeah, everyone's going to be pretty chill.
And I think we're all starting to realize now that we, you know, are united by so much.
Yeah. And I think the thing that really blows me, I can't say it blows me away. It's just so clear to me now is... It's kind of perplexing when you live in this country and we really do have like so much talent on so many levels. Like,
Like
smart people, incredibly gifted people. And then when you get to like leadership, you go, this is the fucking pool.
Think of what type of loser you have to be to want to be in Congress.
Yeah.
Like what type of person.
And then that's what you get.
That's what you get. Like literally I said as a joke, I should run for the governor of California, and people with money were literally messaging me on Twitter going, you should.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I shouldn't. I'm a comedian. They're like, no, you should because you're gay, but you lean to the right. That might work. I'm like, I don't think so. They're like, listen, it's worth having a few meetings. I'm like, let me be clear. It's worth having zero meetings.
Do you think you've won over? Like it's no longer being gay today, meaning how it affects people. If you go back to like, you know, I don't know, 93, somebody goes, I'm gay. Everyone was like, you are? Isn't that crazy?
Right.
And now it doesn't. But I'm sure there's still like, whatever. There's homophobic people.
There's still people out
but
there.
But the fact that it's almost like what we were talking about before, where you need somebody to come tell, you know, to be introduced to them in a way that they can digest. And then they go, oh, meaning that you're gay. But since you don't have like, all the traditional gay views that they're like, oh, this is like, I can kind of get on board with this guy.
I think people can get on board with it.
Because they go like, you're not.
Well, I'm for private prisons.
Yeah, you're for private prisons.
I'm one of those guys who says, I believe in private prisons.
Yeah.
But I'm gay. And that makes people feel good.
Sure.
Because many of the people who, it's a great American tradition is to have a prison be run privately and discreetly and quietly.
Yeah.
And I get it. because of the time I spent in the closet, I understand not being loud with everything. Sometimes you do benefit. So
more prisons would be good.
Do you know, when I drive and I don't see a prison, I feel weird.
Yeah.
I love seeing prisons. I love people in prison.
Yeah.
If I'm sucking a dick and I look and I see a prison, I'm happy.
Yeah, I mean, prisons are, first of all, another thing is like, people always knock the United States for all our many flaws, everybody has flaws, but don't fucking tell me that we don't do prisons better than anybody.
We do prisons great. We incarcerate a lot of people and people go, oh, that seems extreme. Well, or it's that they're bad.
Yeah, they're bad people. And yeah, it's disenfranchised and people that don't have opportunity, all this bullshit.
Yes.
But we still lock them up.
But by the time they get to prison, a lot of that doesn't matter.
Yeah.
By the time they're in prison.
Yeah.
You know, so if I were to run for governor of California, it would be on the platform. All my campaign signs, all the posters, all the shirts would say prisons, prisons, prisons.
The best thing about this would be like, because people are fucking morons and they don't care to, nobody actually inquires about someone's views or politics. They're just like, they would go like, who's this guy running? And someone would go, he's gay. They're like, great, I'll take him. And then if you were like, prisons, prisons, prisons. Yeah. They go, whoa, I thought you were gay. You're like, yeah, we're not all the same fucking person.
No, it's people literally were like, dude, that might be interesting if you
it'd
did
be
that.
Fascinating.
And I'm like, I don't want to do it. No, I love doing comedy. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not qualified to it'd be
great
the governor,
if you
but
won.
Neither is anyone else.
No one's qualified, but it'd be great if you actually took seat in some type of office that you won in an election, and then you were just always gone doing the road. People are like, what the fuck are you doing? You're like,
yeah, well, I'm like, my passion is being a comedian. But I do believe that California does need to be saved. Someone needs to save it.
Have you thought about North Korea? Here's the thing.
Yes.
There's a lot of cool shit happening in North Korea that isn't being
talked about
here, isn't being reported. And thankfully, there are people on the front lines in North Korea who are making TikToks and are sharing them. And I just wanted to show you, if you didn't know how cool things are going, could you pull up one of these?
In my previous videos, I saw a few questions like, how to marry a North Korean woman? Well, that's difficult, but still possible. In North Korea, there are more women than men.
Nice.
North Korean women are quite kind. They like traditional family-centered women. If you like it, you could join the country's immigrant investor program to become the citizen first. Then you are qualified to marry a local woman because the country doesn't allow population loss. Although you've invested a lot of money, you could enjoy social welfare. You know, North Korea is the only country in the world offering citizens free housing, free medical treatment, and free education.
I mean,
well, what's interesting about this is it underscores an interesting point. Cats, and this is true, have become a status symbol for Asians.
Really?
In Asian countries, having a fat, fluffy cat means you're doing well.
You're doing well.
Because it's considered American and Western to have a big, fluffy fur ball.
I did not know this.
No, this is a fact.
Well, the North Koreans look like they're doing very well, at least the one in this video.
I, by the way, I'm a minority in the opinion that I've never thought it was that bad there.
Yeah.
I truly have never thought it was that bad. I think the guy who runs the country, I get a kick out of him.
Big kick.
Yeah. And people do criticize some of what goes on there, which I understand. But
sure. Look, I mean, the guy's got some rules.
Nothing's perfect.
Yeah. So
do
what?
You need the lights every day?
I don't think so.
No. No, you don't.
And also, people eat too much. Why do you eat? You're eating fucking five times a day. Like, just
they
dial
have
it
a
back.
Simple life.
Yeah. Simple life. And look, to have, you know, some days where you don't get what you want, it's probably good for you. It's called delayed gratification.
I like it because we can't go.
Yeah.
There's something about them
it's
going,
exclusive.
We don't want you going.
Yeah, you think Soho House is tough to get into.
Yeah, this is, no. I like their whole attitude where they go, we're good on you.
Yeah.
We've had enough of you. We don't want boatloads of fat American tourists.
I love the idea that they're like, hand over, like first you have to invest in that, and then you're like, what do I think I gave you like 250 grand. They're like, yeah, just relax.
It would be hilarious if boatloads, carnival cruise loads of fat Americans went into that country of malnourished skeletons and they're just looking at these fat orbs of flesh just like, walking around North Korea taking photos.
And then you have to, if you come across a statue of Kim Jong-un,
yes,
or Kim Il-sung, and you don't show the right amount of reverence,
yeah,
you can be detained for that.
Interesting.
In other words, if you just go like, nice.
Right.
Police.
Yeah.
The fuck was that? And you're like, oh, sorry. You're supposed to go like, oh my God. Like,
yeah.
You have to really show.
And then you have to go, I was having an off day.
Yeah,
my mother is dying.
Yeah. I had a stroke at that moment. It wasn't.
I apologize.
I know it's the fucking man. I know that shit. Is there another one? Is there another cool one?
Yeah. I kind of like...
It's rare to get a divorce in North Korea.
There you go.
If a North Korean couple want to do so, they will be punished by the government.
Yes.
For example, you will lose your apartment offered by the government. Both the man and the woman will lose their jobs and despised by the whole society. They are only allowed to work as cleaners or some other low status jobs after divorce. What do you think?
There's that fucking cat.
First of all, the way the cat is just asleep... Is Kathy Chen like a North Korean influencer? Her gig? Is her gig like they brought her in and they're like, you need to start making this seem fun.
Get a good time here.
You need to start giving people the idea that it's not all bad.
The country is like,
yeah,
you don't live here anymore.
Right.
And you don't have your job anymore.
Right.
And that, think about how much you really have to hate who you're married to accept that demotion.
Well, it's interesting. It's this country. It's a little bit of a rebrand because I like at the end where she's like, "What do you think? What do you think? You are punished by government and you can only be house cleaner. What do you think?" People are like, "I like it.
I like it." There's a little fucking too many divorces in this country.
There's way too many.
There should be a few deterrents.
My friend and his wife are getting divorced, and it's like they should clean toilets.
Yeah.
Why not?
Why not?
To see them punished by the government.
I mean, at least, you know what, the threat, what if the threat of like being societally shunned and losing your home? I mean, in some cases, obviously you do lose your home because you have to, but I think if they said, oh, you're getting divorced, you don't have your job anymore. People would be like, whoa, what? Like,
yeah.
Well, you have a job, but it's cleaning the toilets.
Yeah.
Like,
I like
fuck?
The idea of like going to an executive at a company and going like, if your wife goes through with this, because you know what people start doing? They start killing their wives.
Oh, yeah.
These guys are not going to clean toilets. They're like, we'll make her disappear.
Sign me up. Right. I mean, I fucking snap her neck before I do that.
I'm not going back to cleaning toilets.
No way.
You're not taking my home.
Yeah,
no. I'll kill my wife. Thank you.
Is your beer fridge feeling a little empty? DoorDash is your door to beer without the run. Whatever drink you're in the mood for, they've got you. Order your alcohol with DoorDash today and drink in the savings. Use code BEARS24 to get 25% off, up to $15 value on a $35 minimum subtotal on your next alcohol order for eligible users only. I mean, there's like sometimes you just don't want to leave. That's me. Once we're at a spot and we're hanging out, I just don't want to leave. And now you don't have to. The alcohol selection on DoorDash is top shelf. Beer, wine, mixers, mocktails, and more can be delivered straight to your door. Save up to 25%, up to $15 value when you spend $35 or more with code BEARS24. So whether you're grabbing drinks for an event or staying in for the night, DoorDash is here to help you have a great evening any evening. Terms apply. Must be 21 or older to order alcohol. Drink responsibly. Delivery and promotions available only in select markets. Buying someone jewelry is usually a great experience all around. They get a beautiful gift, and you get the unforgettable moment of seeing the look on their face when they open it. The only tricky part, figuring out how to get the perfect piece at the best price. This is what I recommend for any jewelry purchase. Source it from BlueNile.com. Blue Nile offers thousands of independently graded diamonds and fine jewelry at prices significantly below traditional retail. They also offer a peace of mind with every purchase with some of the highest quality standards in the industry. They're available 24/7 by phone or chat to answer technical questions and give recommendations for every budget. The thing about buying jewelry is you really don't know what you're getting into. You don't know what you're looking at often, And the great thing about working with Blue Nile is you have somebody who's a true expert that can help guide you along the way so you don't feel lost, so you know what these diamond grades are, you know you're getting real value. You can feel great about your purchase because Blue Nile also offers a diamond price match guarantee. And just in case you don't, they offer 30-day returns. Shop Blue Nile today and experience the ease and convenience of the original online jeweler. Go to BlueNile.com today. That's BlueNile.com. There'd be a lot of cool, creative murders, too.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, a lot
that
of...
That is one of my favorite things. To me, it is funny.
Seeing someone get hit by a train?
Well, yes.
Yeah.
But to live with someone for 20 years and then kill them.
And kill them, yeah.
That is a very... Because you're using everything you know about them against them.
Yeah.
It's a very interesting thing to be like, how should I do it? What should I do?
And you're, I think after 20 years, it really is something that the seed was planted and it's just fully, it's blossomed. You really, it's not an impulse, I don't think.
No.
I think you're just kind of like, I gotta fucking kill this motherfucker.
It is a slow, methodical.
Yeah.
Because here's the thing, and people will say I'm a sociopath for saying this. It's got to feel good to kill someone.
It does. Oh, I mean, I assume that it does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I know you've thought about this too.
So many times.
It's got to feel good. And the bond you have with another person when you guys kill a person together.
It has to be.
Has to be amazing.
It does.
Like if you and your buddy kill someone, it's got to be like you just always have that understanding with someone.
And the cool thing about, look, if you kill someone with a friend,
right,
you know, you're both, it's the ultimate bond
yes.
with high stakes.
Because yes.
you're both, this is the highest crime.
Right.
We're both fucked. So now two minds are involved in covering it up and keeping it a secret.
Right.
You have to completely have each other's back in that. That's an incredible.
It's a great moment together.
Yeah.
And it's something that I think does grow in significance.
Yeah.
Instead of diminish.
Yeah.
You know, as you get older, as you think about it. That's why OJ is so happy.
He's thrilled. He's the every most day he's like
well-adjusted guy.
Hello, Twitter world. I gotta tell you something. I'm just sitting around today thinking, and he's like commenting on fucking the news.
You know, he got it out of his system.
He did. It really, I think, well, there's a part of everybody, like in everyone is the ability to do this.
100%.
Nonsense that like it's only for monsters. Everyone has that monster inside of them.
Yes.
It's really whether or not it comes out, you know?
Yeah. And to kill someone, I think, is probably like, dude, how many people do you think in America have killed
gotten away?
Someone, gotten away with
think
it?
About it all the time.
Oh my God.
You think about it when, and here's the thing.
They're just sitting in their cars knowing.
Yeah, they're on vacation with their families and they're like, oh man, can you something like they flash back, man, you know, 1998, that's right. I was here in Florida and this is where I fucking killed that chick, you know?
Wow.
Like, and then they're like, Dad, you just missed the exit. Oh shit.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like he's just daydreaming about it.
You're just at a hotel. She's like, ID and credit card. You're like, yes. Sorry.
Yes. Yeah. Sorry. I remember I put her in a suitcase.
Yeah.
Like sometimes you see these guys will put a chick in a suitcase.
Do you think anyone does it one time and then I bet a lot of them do it one time and then go, I'm good.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because there's a lot of people that don't get caught.
I think most people that have committed murder are one-offs.
One-offs.
It's something that, you know, look, this rage, let's not act like everyone has the capacity for rage.
Of course.
And so I think somebody wrongs you in the wrong moment and that rage, you can do it. Yeah, or if you feel entitled to something and you feel like somebody else is in the way of what you're entitled to.
Yeah.
I think that's when that happens. And I do think we definitely have countless people that have murdered. There's tons of unsolved murders. There's so many people that have done it. What would be your tactic, you think? What would you go for?
Well, it's so interesting. I'd want to get someone in a situation where they could at least like it would be kind of a surprise to them. So maybe a hike where you'd push someone off.
Yeah, but you got to do it like outside. You can't do it like in
Los Angeles.
I would love
to lure a shark
to
eat a person I'm swimming with.
Well, the best.
Like if I was swimming with someone in a boat, pour blood out there and not let them back in the boat.
Yeah.
And then have a shark come eat them.
And also if you can.
Because then it's I didn't do it.
If you took a boat out.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, I think the open water is the greatest place.
I'm a water guy. I'm an aquatic guy. I grew up by the beach. I love it.
If you take somebody to the open sea, right?
Yeah.
And, oh, this is so great, Tim. I mean, I didn't know you knew how to sail. Oh, yeah. But, you know.
Right.
And you just keep going. Now you're just like, I mean, there's nothing out there.
Nothing.
There's nothing out there. And then even if you said, if they stand up on the, oh, wow, and just fucking hit him in the back of the head, like, no one's going to find him.
Dude, dying. My mother's friend Dennis died. He's an older man. He was drinking and smoking and just being him. And he had all kinds of issues. Mm-hmm. He died on a boat.
He died on a boat.
I don't think he went right in the water. And that's what you want.
Yeah.
That's what you want.
Who's like accused of, there's a famous, oh man, I don't know if me telling you will prompt this. There's a famous, I think it was an actor who, the story was that they went out and came back and like, she died at sea.
Oh.
And they're like, oh, you murdered this person.
Oh,
and
I didn't know.
Yeah. This is like from years ago though. This is like,
Who is this?
It's
Natalie Wood.
Is it Natalie Wood?
I believe so.
Natalie Wood killed someone?
Or is that how she died?
She's who disappeared.
Oh, Natalie Wood, right, the actor. I'm sorry. I thought you meant Natalie, the other one.
So what's the... Yeah, what's the 40 years later? I mean, let's go to the...
Catalina. It's kind of a sexy Hollywood way to get murdered, right?
Totally. I mean, that's a fantastic story.
Like, I think like a sexy Hollywood.
Drown off the coast. Authorities classified her death as an accident, concluding the 43-year-old star of West Side Story, who couldn't swim, had been drinking the night before. She was found floating face down in the ocean waters. Her death has been a Hollywood mystery, the topic of tabloid speculation. The theory gained dramatic interest in 2011, 30 years after her death. The Los Angeles County Sheriff's Office reopened the investigation from accidental drowning to drowning and other undetermined factors. So it was switched to that. They cited fresh bruises on the arms and knee. Oh, yeah, those fresh 40 years later. That's fucking cool.
Yeah.
The new report also noted conflicting statements about when she disappeared and whether she had argued with her husband, Robert Wagner, who along with Christopher Walken, her co-star in the film, were aboard the 60-foot yacht. So the yacht's out at sea, and then it's like, oh, she can't swim. Oh, she drowned. It's like, really?
So much of that stuff is very... It's like this weird haze of facts and speculation. You're never, ever going to know. And only the people that know are the people on that boat.
Mm-hmm.
And that's fucking awesome.
It's pretty cool.
It's really cool that they all have that moment.
Yeah.
That's pretty fucking awesome. Like, take morality out of it for a minute. Just the idea that you and a few other people know exactly what happened.
Yeah.
A night where the whole world is speculating.
Yep. And you just have that forever, that bond.
Cool.
And like Robert Wagner and Christopher walking on that. And I bet you could be like, hey, Robert Wagner, what's Christopher Walken like? And he could be 20 years that he has not spoken to him. And he would just go, solid.
Solid guy.
Solid guy.
Solid guy.
He's a great guy.
He's a great guy. Yeah. He's a great guy. Great actor.
Yeah.
Great family.
I haven't talked to him in years, but there's... Nothing bad about that guy.
Nobody, like, these deathbed confessions are not as common as you think. People really do take it to the grave.
Yeah.
That's an interesting thing. You'd think you're old, you're about to go, you go, hey, I did something bad.
Yeah.
I want to let you know, but a lot of people just go, nah, I'm not going to do that.
No.
You wonder if they think about it, like in the nursing home, they go, maybe I should just get this off my chest.
Yeah.
Maybe there'd be some peace for someone, but a lot of them apparently go, eh.
I think.
I'll take it with me.
I mean. The only time I think that they really want to open up about murder is if they committed a bunch of them. And
that's
they're like, it'd be nice to get a little recognition.
Recognition.
Yeah.
I've done a lot.
Yeah, if you did 20, you're like,
hello. But if you've done one, you just say to yourself, have you ever spoken to like a murderer? Because I'd love to talk to someone who's killed someone.
I know somebody that's killed someone. But not like, you know, accidentally.
Oh, but that doesn't count.
That doesn't count.
Like in a car?
No.
How did they do it accidentally?
With a gun.
Really?
Yeah, but it was
an accident. They killed someone accidentally?
Yeah.
How does it happen?
Well, that's the thing, is that there's only this person's version of, because the only people that know are him and the guy that's dead.
And what happened? They were playing with the gun?
They were, and the gun went off, you know, and he got out of it. He didn't have to...
Well, that's sad to hear.
It was really
sad. He lost his friend.
Yeah. Yeah, I know this guy. I know this guy. I'll tell you afterwards more, and you'll be like, oh, my God.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And I know, and I actually had many conversations with him. But I'd never met somebody, or at least knowingly had a conversation about somebody, you know, like you're talking about, where you go like, what's it like?
Yeah, you know? I'm wondering what it's like to be someone who's taken a life.
It's a great release.
I think my friends, some of my friends in the military have killed people.
Oh, that I've talked to.
But those, it's like, are they people?
Yeah.
I'm like talking about like an American who like has a social security number and you like kill them.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
When I talk to my-
Anyone can kill someone in a foreign country. Literally anyone. Anyone.
When I talk to my dad about Vietnam, you know, for years and years and years- He did what you should do, which is like not tell that to a kid.
Yeah.
You know, because I'd be like, all I did was like bring up, you know, war from movies and
right.
shit. And I was like, what's that like? And he was like, you know, it didn't really, wasn't like that. Like
right.
just kind of would dismiss it.
Yeah.
Older I get older, I, you know, 20s, still doesn't say much. Finally I get into like my late 30s and then I bring up, you know, war.
Right.
He starts telling more in-depth stories. And then I kind of, one day I'm just like, I softball it up. I'm like, but what about like actually like taking someone's life? He's like, it's fucking the best. And I was like, what? he's like, oh, it was such a rush.
Well, you feel like a god.
Yeah. And then he goes, we would sometimes we'd sit around with our platoon and I would ask the guys, you know, would you rather get a, when you kill in battle, they call it getting some.
Right.
So he's like, I would tell the guys, would you rather get some or get some pussy? And they'd be like, we'd rather get some, Lieutenant. And he's like, that's right. And then we would cheer about, you know, fucking smoking the enemy. You know? And then I could just see his, like, him get lost in it. He's like, such a.
That's awesome for him.
It's fucking
awesome. That's so awesome for him that he had those moments and he had the time.
Time with his
guys.
Here's
the thing, Vietnam was good for some people.
Yeah.
It was very good for a lot of people. Yeah. And we constantly bemoan it, but.
Yeah. Those guys that had the thrill.
Yeah.
The thrill of killing the enemy.
I always fantasize about me and someone killing a person and then just like having that bond forever.
Yeah.
And it was like by the beach.
The beach is a cool
it's
one,
like a
dude.
A beach kill.
Yeah.
Like a beach, like we killed someone and then it's just like we watch the sunset and it's like beautiful.
I'll tell you, I shouldn't give myself up, but if you ever hear about me renting a boat, it's a problem. I am not sightseeing.
Yeah. If you rent a boat, there's an issue.
Yeah.
Well, Austin had this killer.
Yeah. But this guy's not caught, right?
No one has caught this person.
This person, Lady Bird Lake.
Yes.
Is it two people now or
no,
three?
No, multiple.
Oh, it's multiple.
It's like a lot.
Oh, is really?
I believe it's more than three.
Okay.
Let's see what we got.
Well, who's fucking saying this?
Well,
so this
police.
Is the police chief going like, no, there's not a problem.
How
here.
Many bodies in Lady Bird, though? I mean, I'm telling you right now, I think we're about at five.
How many? Yeah.
A lot of people drink and end up in these lakes. Yeah. A lot of people say it's the work of this smiley face killer, which is like this kind of conspiracy theory where young college.
Four.
Age, four.
Okay. In the last 2 months.
Four and two, bro.
And the police say there's no foul play involved. Huh?
Yeah.
Really?
So four people have ended up in the lake dead. Someone's having fun.
Yeah.
Someone's out there doing it.
No foul play. I mean, why would they even say that? They're just trying to keep people
Because they don't want to hurt the tourism of people coming to Austin.
They're like, we got F1 coming up, guys.
Yeah, they're like, we don't want to discourage people from going out on that vomit-colored lake. We don't want people thinking bad things come of that. We don't want that.
Listen, some people just tripped and they fell and they drowned.
A guy fell in the lake and now he's with Jesus. Now, anyway, get on the raft.
Yeah.
He's with Jesus now. Get a taco and get on the raft. We got to build more apartments.
This body count could just keep growing. They'd just be like, listen, people die every day. What do you guys want?
It's only 37 people. Who cares? We're the hottest city in America. You think a couple of dead people in a lake matters? And I think in fairness to them, I think these people that died were bartenders or people that were very replaceable.
Have you?
I mean, it's a little bit of a dime a dozen here. It's not Rogan in the lake.
Yeah,
you know? I mean, it's, come on.
There's bartenders. There's,
yeah, it's a guy that pours a shot. He's out.
Yeah,
okay.
There's no shortage of those guys.
We'll get someone else.
My favorite spring cleaning takeaway is the post-clean clarity you get. Wow, how have I been living like this? It's kind of like when you find out that you've been paying a fortune for wireless. When Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month, when you purchase a 3-month plan, more like, wow, how have I been affording this? It's time to switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. We use Mint Mobile at the office, and we have been saving so much money since switching over, and setting up on Mint Mobile's website was super easy. To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/bears. That's mintmobile.com/bears. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/bears. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 per month. New customers on first 3 months plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details. Have you seen this dude? And I don't have it prepped yet. I don't know if you can, but this, it's a guy who I think is in office who's like, oh, I've transitioned. I'm a woman of color. That's what he says. Oh, I'm a woman of color. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Is he trolling or is he legitimate?
He's saying he's legitimate, but he's definitely trolling.
He's definitely trolling.
And it is so fucking funny where he's just like, and then they it's a man. It's a man.
Right.
Man who goes like, I'm a woman of color. And then these people come and they yell at him. Oh, yeah, there it is. Indiana councilman.
Well, thank you. Now moving on, teammate, as a Delaware County councilman is coming out as transgender and a woman of color. Delaware County Councilman Ryan Webb
he's
an Indian-American woman. Since that announcement, he's received some support, but a lot of backlash, many calling him childish, despicable, even calling for things like execution. In a statement Webb gave to iTeamate, he says, quote, "It is unfortunate that I cannot simply be given the same space and respect to explore my identity that so many of those targeting me demand for themselves. It's possible I may change my mind down the road. The process of identity exploration is complex, and oftentimes at the end of our personal journey, we end right back where we started." Webb goes on to tell iTeamate, this is just...
You got to find people yelling at him, though. Look at Ryan Webb. Look it up. We'll pull it up here in a moment.
It's great because he had to tell someone that before he released a press release.
Yeah.
He had to go, tomorrow, I'm coming out as a woman of color.
And trans.
Yeah. Let's see what they do with that.
Yeah.
let's see how they roll with that.
Because there's this council meeting where they come up and they just, everybody knows. And he keeps sitting there. He's like, nah.
Yeah.
He's like,
well, if you want to see why the country's where it's at, like the city councils are all crazy.
They're crazy.
Like literally the LA city council, they had a huge racist thing because they were just like saying the worst things in the world about each other. Mexicans and blacks, like saying bad things about each other. And like, it's just these city councils, these like little groups of people are all nuts.
It's nuts. Yeah.
Because they're all drunk on like this kind of power.
Well, imagine what kind of loser you are to go, I want to be on city council.
The worst.
What's going on?
The worst person in the world.
I mean, there's a real type of loser being in Congress.
Right.
But city council?
Yeah. It's just like, you're like, I just want to dip my toe in controlling people.
Yeah. You don't even like, at least if you go, I want to be a senator or something.
Yeah.
You're like, because I want this juice. I want this power.
I want people to care.
Yeah. And you'll get, maybe you get drunk with that type of.
Like we had a mayor in the town that I grew up in, you know? And
yeah.
She was like this fat Greek woman.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to say her. Her name was Jackie Papatsis.
Yeah.
And she's dead now, long dead. And all of her relatives are probably long dead. But she's nothing wrong with her.
Yeah.
She was just Jackie Papatsis, the mayor.
Yeah.
What do we even mean?
What are we doing?
There's no way. Like, what does that even mean? She's the mayor of what?
Of what?
What has to even be decided?
Yeah, okay.
This is great.
This is great. I want to show you this.
But now, guess what? Somehow I can tell what this woman's about to say is going to be crazier than what that guy just did.
Yeah, how do you know that?
Yeah, I can just feel it.
Okay.
11th on that page, you'll find a post where he is trashing transgenders, saying that they all have mental health issues that need addressed, et cetera, et cetera. It's a pretty lengthy post. I'm not going to read the whole thing. You can go to his page. If something happens that he deletes it, feel free to message me. I'll send it to you. I have
they're fighting
of
about
all
Facebook.
Yeah, so she these. I think everybody here is like, you're full of
the
shit.
Yeah, they're using a Facebook post.
Are very embarrassing to the city of Muncie at this point. If you're transgender, that's fine. He is creating a conflict against some transgenders based on his post and the fact that, you know, he's flaunting the minority, you know, lesbian as such, as the first council person,
is that
as
an English
a
sentence?
Lesbian. And I don't understand why he would trash transgenders in one post and the very next day decide that he is transgender. It creates a divide. We have transgenders all over Muncie, and they have the right to be respected.
Yes, girl.
Blog post on April 11th. And I feel that he should resign. And if he doesn't, I would look at county council to talk to legal and see what they can do about removing him, because he has created some hate and discord and divide with the transgender population here in Muncie.
I love the woman sitting behind her. It's like, I'm just applying for a variance. I just want my fence to cover more of the yard. It's like,
have you seen this other guy who's like a city councilman trying to explain that his word choice is not offensive, and that and he tries to like make sense of it?
No,
but it's play that one, the you down.
The fact that I walk and say, hey, I'm gonna have to Jew you down is not an ethnic slur. That has nothing to do. I'm not referring to the Jewish community.
Right.
Okay, I use that term as an adjective, as a descriptive word of bargaining them down. The person I said it to knew it. I think you or anyone that's watching that knows that. So yes, that is not an ethnic slur.
Okay.
I kind of am with him to a degree, because I feel like it's possible to constantly use that and not... And still think Jewish people are cool, but like, he's like, listen, I've said it for a while. I'm used to saying it.
That's the best.
Basically what he's saying, his whole argument comes down to, I've used this for a long time.
Here's the thing, man. What I was saying was, I'm not paying full price.
Right.
And when I say I'm going to Jew you down, you get it. Yeah. You know what I'm doing. Yeah. Don't act like I'm being insensitive and racist. I don't want to pay full price.
Is that anti-Semitic to haggle with you by saying I'm trying to Jew you down? Yeah. What's anti-Semitic about that?
Yeah.
And it's a good thing. Jewing you down is a good thing.
And by the way, I Jew people down for the city. All right. Like, I'm the commissioner here. I'm the county commissioner. And I'm Jewing down people left and right so that we benefit.
Yeah. I mean, what a great
the confidence too.
The confidence is everything. The beard, the confidence.
Know what I meant. You fucking know what
I
meant.
You know what I meant.
You know that. You know that I mean that I don't want to pay full price in my house or for the city.
Right.
And I'm gonna Jew everybody down who tries to charge me full price.
Yeah, and you made it about religion somehow. I don't know how you draw that line. I don't know how you connected those dots, but you did.
I also don't want to forget, we should take this opportunity to let people know that they can pre-order your book right now.
Yes. If you want to pre-order my book, it's called Death by Boomers, How the Worst Generation Ruined the Planet, But First a Child. And it's going to be on my website, timdillancomedy.com, on my Instagram, Tim J. Dillon.
There it is. There's the cover.
There's the cover. And I wanted my parents to look as good as possible.
They look great.
They look great. And that was a direct, no, this is actually, they don't look like that, but that's their essence.
Yeah.
And it's a funny book of funny stories about, growing up in the 90s with boomer parents.
It's such a shared experience by so many of us. Those boomers, man, they did the best they could. I don't know.
You know, they didn't. And but you know what it was? They loved themselves.
Yes.
And there is something to be said for that. They loved themselves. They loved cruises.
Yeah.
They loved wine.
What is up with cruises?
I mean, just boomers love a cruise. They like.
Did your dad like cruising?
He, not as much, but it was like, that was like My mother and a lot of them, they just love cruises. They love eating. They love going out to eat. They love drinking. They love golfing. And they didn't care really about their children.
Yeah.
But that's okay.
Yeah.
And it was fun. And we grew up fun. And we had a great childhood growing up doing things on our own.
Yep.
And our parents kind of just were kind of, it was like, hey, whatever. Like the boomers were, it was the first generation of like moms and dads that would get drunk with their kids.
Totally.
And get fucked up with their kids. And like rely on their kids for things. It's like, yeah.
I fucking hate cruises so much.
It's the worst group of people ever gathered together in one place. It is a disgusting.
My parents love
cruises. They love cruises. I was on the Impractical Jokers cruise and everyone did was like, I was like, me and a few other guys were like, this is heinous. This is heinous. And then we were standing there and then Bert walked out onto the top deck and went, this is actually the greatest thing ever. I'm going to do one of these one day.
Yeah.
And he loves it.
And he did.
And he did.
And he's doing it. And
he's doing it.
He was like.
And I love him so much. I told him I was going to do it. I'm not doing it. But
he came up to me and he goes, yeah, there's Fully Loaded. That's his thing.
Yes.
It's the Fully Loaded cruise. Because first he did the Fully Loaded Festival, which he's doing again. I think it's going on right now, actually. And then he's like, I'm doing the Fully Loaded cruise. And I go, you're doing my festival at sea. And I was like, ugh. I go, ugh.
Right.
And then he goes, I know what you're probably going to say. And I go, absolutely not. And he goes, just let me. Listen, if you gave me the gross ticket sales
right.
for this entire event.
No.
No.
I wanted to know if I could come on and then be airlifted off the boat. Is there a way I could come?
That actually can be arranged.
My agent was trying to work it out because there is like a Four Seasons on one of the islands he's near.
Yeah.
My agent was like, you go on, you do it. You just get on a little boat
yeah.
and then get out of there.
That's not bad.
I thought it'd be hilarious to go on, do a few shows and get in the boat and get the fuck out of
there. But you have to
there.
Make everybody on board watch you depart.
100%. Goodbye, everyone.
Yeah.
No, cruises are heinous.
They're horrible.
And the people that enjoy them are animals.
I don't like the manufactured feel of fun that they all do.
Of course.
Like, we're all having like the welcome aboard dance.
Yeah.
And then here's the, because my parents made us go on them.
Yeah.
And you're like, and I would just like pull my dad aside. Like, wouldn't you rather just like fly to a place somewhere and
yeah.
enjoy that? Like, no, I like this. You know, he liked that you just walk out, eat, and then
yes.
I go right back to the room and that you feel like you're visiting places. You're not visiting places.
People like a curated experience.
It's a curated experience.
And it's a curated experience. There are really people that enjoy that. There's something about, what do they cost? $20, $30?
Yeah.
It's not expensive.
It's
like $160 to go on a cruise. It's not even a month of the New York City subway. You could go on a full cruise, stem to stern, three meals a day.
All you can eat.
All you can eat. And
meal's included.
Every meal's included. You know what's interesting about the cruise is everyone's always eating. There's the pool is the size of a little postage stamp.
Yeah.
It's not a big pool because nobody really goes to the pool.
Right.
People just eat and then they go to these theme nights.
Themes are huge.
80s night.
Then you get on ship and you're like, well, I guess it's cool that like all the food is included. And then they go, you walk by, you're like, oh, what is this? And they go, this is like the Italian restaurant. And you go, so we'll come eat here. And they're like, well, this isn't included in the thing. And you're like, what?
Right.
So that what they do is then they add these experiences that you don't really know.
The only thing that's included is the military rations that they have. Like it's
at
like
the buffet.
It's buffet bulk food that comes in, that they defrost, they hit with an ice pick, shrimp fall out. It's grotesque. They have an ice cream machine. I mean, it's bad. Like there was this really big woman and I was on the buffet line behind her.
Yeah.
And she, you know, when they find something new on the buffet, they call their other family members. Like they've just discovered like an antique and she's like, hi, Clarlene, or like one of those dumb names. She's like, Clarlene, come here. She's like, and I didn't know what she saw.
You had a fried apple.
She goes, she goes like this. She goes, come here.
like she spotted something.
And then the other fat woman sitting at the table like, what?
I'm already eating.
So finally she gets up. And she waddles over and she goes, they do have waffles.
Well, shit.
You know, so that was the whole.
Now, are you glad you got up?
Yeah. Like, see, aren't you glad we spent $71 on this vacation for 16 of us?
I mean, caloric surplus every day has to be at 5,000 on a cruise.
Oh, it's big.
Yeah, people are, and you just see, there's so many scoots, you know, like the fucking mobile, the scooters.
There's nothing better than being on a scooter on a boat.
Yeah. Well, actually, you know, now that Bert lost his foot, he might be like that on the Fully Loaded cruise.
It'd be great that he goes right up to the stage, goes up on a ramp. It's weird that it caught on as big, because in other countries, they're looked at as disgusting, other than like, they have some river cruises, but that's not what we're talking about. We're not talking about a few people going down the Danube in a riverboat.
This is different.
We're talking about a floating, circus.
Yeah.
Where people get on, there's thousands of these people.
Thousands
of them. They get on, there's tubes that are like water slides, I guess, that like veins are like all over the boat.
Yeah.
They come in and out. And there's all this status on a cruise amongst people. They're like, status. Oh, I'm this level, I'm that level, I'm in the captain's quarter.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's crazy.
It is crazy. And then are you interior? Like, imagine being like, if you're interior, people are like, oh, you don't have even a
view. Oh, you don't have a view?
You don't have a view. Yeah. Ooh, Jesus.
Yeah. And then people smuggle drugs.
Smuggle drugs.
That's big.
So when I was in college, I went with two of my roommates. And then I guess we needed a fourth person. So we brought some chick that none of us were friends with.
Yeah.
And we went on a cruise during spring break. And as we're doing security, like in the security line, one of my friends, he like tapped me. He's like, I got this weed. And I was like, where? And he's like, right here on me. And I was like, right now? How much do you have on you? He's like, 1/2 ounce. And I was like, oh, fuck. And then they're like, next? And I walked through and I was like, he's definitely about to get.
Yeah.
And he put it through the scanner.
They don't care.
Yeah. Didn't nothing.
But people bring their own booze.
That's what they care about.
Yeah.
They want to flag that.
And I saw people get caught with that. Yeah. By the way, if you want to see something humiliating, watch someone get caught with booze getting onto a cruise. Because when we did the Impractical Jokers cruise, there were people that were getting caught with it.
Sure, because that's the real money on the cruise.
That's where the money
charge
is.
You.
And then people have to pretend they're like, oh, oh my God.
This is actually a gift. I'm giving it.
This is for the captain. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. This is a bottle of Absolute vodka. It was always like brand X and bad shit. I'm sorry. So we're not allowed to have this Absolute Citron on here? I apologize.
So that I don't have to spend any money?
Yeah. Sorry about that. And here's the thing with a cruise. They're not tropical. They're not like, it's just a deck. The pools are small.
Yeah.
You're just on a deck getting drunk with strangers.
So with strangers.
It's not like a luxurious experience. There's nothing about it that's like, you're nowhere near the water. The water is, one guy killed his wife on a cruise.
That's a fucking cool guy.
He killed his wife on a cruise. And I talked, because I said to the cruise staff once, I said, what's the darkest thing that ever happened on one of these boats? Because I was really bored.
Yeah.
And they said, one day, a guy, we didn't have him on camera, but he went up to the deck with his wife. He came back. She did not. And then he was like at 80s night, the next night dancing and stuff. People are like, they're like, where's your wife? And he's like, oh, where is she?
What are you talking about?
And then he started to get sad. Here we go.
Oh, he did plead guilty.
So this is real.
Wow. If they don't have you.
They arrested him when they.
They don't have you on camera and you break like that. You confess. You fucking deserve that time in prison, man. Like.
Yeah.
Let's fucking, you know how many third worlders are on this ship? Why don't you blame them?
He goes, That's what I have no done. Idea what happened to her.
The Romanian guy.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of Philippines cruise workers.
Fucking engineers.
All the cruise workers, a lot of them live in the Philippines.
Yeah.
It's a wild thing. I don't know why.
I mean, you think I did it or you think one of
Maybe it was the Filipino.
Yeah. I saw them on deck too. Could you ask them? I'm looking for my wife.
Maybe
right now.
They hated her voice and threw her over. Maybe they were sick of her passive aggressive comments and threw her overboard in the middle of the night.
She was commenting on how they cleaned the deck.
That's got to be amazing. That moment. Imagine how like that quickening of the pace of the heartbeat when the wife goes over.
Oh yeah.
Just like, you know what? Enough of you.
And then all of a sudden, like, he just kind of goes like, is anyone behind me right now? And then no one. And then
he
goes
back to the cabin and has the best sleep of his life.
And then he's like, is it a theme party tonight?
Yeah, he goes, yeah. No, literally the next day, he was like at 80s night, just being like, this is fun.
I'm dressed up as Prince. How did no one say anything?
Eventually people started to be like, hey, where's your wife that you've been here with? Huh? He's like, I don't know.
I think she got off.
Yeah. I don't know where she went.
I don't know. What's the theme tomorrow?
Yeah. What do we? Yeah.
Like a Viking thing going on?
Yeah.
Have you seen that this thing has also taken off recently? I feel like on social media, where plus size people are now complaining about accommodations, and they're like, things need to be.
Well, I think this was a troll, actually.
This one was?
Well, the one
there's
where,
a few.
The one where the woman is going through the plane seats
and turns sideways.
That was a fetish video because guys jerk off to just fat woman struggling through the. This is
really.
This is a fact. Nick Mullen told me this, and I believe him. And then somebody put over her complaining about the thing. Because I think that was just a fact. Because she's like struggling in a weird way. It's kind of like
her fat ass gets stuck.
Yeah, it's very like performative. But then there are fat people that complain. Like as a fat person, I don't really complain about anything because I realize it's my problem.
Exactly. And I look, at my fattest, things are uncomfortable, but you still go, I got to fucking just bite the bullet on this.
Yeah, you got to bite the bullet. But also things are kind of big enough.
Kind
of. Like a lot of things are big enough. Like, I mean, all these people are like, oh, the country's not designed for fat people. It's like, getting a Chevy Tahoe.
I mean, like,
absolutely designed for fat people.
If you're like, things are not big enough, right? That's really
a
big.
Yes.
Like,
what is this woman saying?
Yeah, what's this big ass broad
thing? It's super frustrating that there's even a difference between traveling as a straight size person versus a plus size person. Traveling in general is difficult. In addition to, you know, being removed from the comforts of your own home, you're also thrown in this like little wrench of like, oh, also. You may be not able to fit all the places. Yeah. I just recently
She's
went
like,
on a cruise.
I can't fit all of the places, you know, like Greece.
And you would think all of the excursions would have body inclusive accommodations, but there was like 3 or 4 excursions that had weight limits.
Yeah, like
if you were over 350 pounds, you couldn't attend this excursion. I feel like if you're physically able to walk a certain amount of miles, you wouldn't be able to participate in these excursions.
Because they know fat people have died before. Here's the deal.
Yeah.
A fat person has died in some Mayan ruin and they start rotting.
Sure.
And then the rest of the tour group's like, are we going to leave them? And then like an elephant, people have to come and strap this fat part. It's probably like local people. They have to strap this big behemoth to something. 350
is a good limit.
And walk down the fucking steps.
Yeah.
They've tried it before. Fat people have died.
And this lady's like, I want to get on this parasail. And they're like,
by the way, what excursion does this bitch want to do?
Exactly.
What is she talking about? She's like, I'm mad I can't go on the hike. Yeah. If you cared about excursions, you wouldn't look like that.
350.
Excursion.
It's so shitty that they cut us. Oh, toilets. They don't have a stand at the bottom.
Well, I don't even know what that means.
That because they're wall mounted. So they break if you're over a certain amount. They're not fixed to the floor. So like that one right there, she could snap. She knows it.
Yeah. Have a stand at the bottom that are kind of just like hanging on the wall.
Yeah.
There's like beach loungers, like the plastic ones that like bend super easily.
She calls the people. I snapped the toilet in the guest quarters of the cruise. So how does this work?
Jesus.
Are there any accommodations with toilets made of stone?
Sitting down on it and being like, oh my gosh, if I break this, like I will be so sad just because
so
I want to enjoy my beach time and I don't want to have to worry about is something going to be able to like hold my weight.
But
right.
All this
out of steel.
All this conversation about all these things that like maybe that don't accommodate her and none of it like. So that's why I decided to lose 60 pounds.
No, it's very reasonable to go, I just want everything I encounter to be made of marble.
Always.
Is there any way we can make something out of marble all the time?
And it's just because I need that.
Yeah.
I need it for myself. I can't sit anywhere or go anywhere because, I mean, so what? That means she's got to be pushing 4 bills, right?
She's pushing some bills.
Yeah.
I believe that airlines is the biggest frustration when it comes to plus size accommodations. When we're flying next to other people, my husband and I try really hard to be as small as we possibly can, but you can only do so much to make yourself small. One of the biggest worries that people have as a plus size person is having to ask in front of other people that they don't know for a seatbelt extender.
But I mean, here's the thing. She's like, fucking, it really sucks to ask for it, but you need a seatbelt extender. And here's the thing. If you don't want to ask for a seatbelt extender, There's
In fairness to her,
yeah.
If a plane makes her fly out of the seat,
yeah,
it's over. Like if the G forces on that plane are making her and her husband fly out of the seat,
this is crashing.
It's ripping apart.
Yeah.
She should not need a seatbelt. They should literally tell her in front of other people.
Oh, you don't need one.
You don't need to worry about this because anything that would propel you into the air means it's over for all of us.
We're this is a mountain we're crashing into.
Yeah, I mean, this is crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Their life at risk and not wear a seatbelt versus embarrass themselves by asking for a seatbelt extender. I wish that there was a way that even if like on the reservation, we could say, I would prefer this type of chair, or I would prefer this type of accommodation. When you're making a reservation on an airline, I think that there should be a way to select that you want a seatbelt extender, and then that seatbelt extender should just be sitting on your seat.
I'll tell you this, I've never needed one, and they only on like the tiny jets, like the ones that sometimes you regionally fly.
Yeah, regionally.
It gets very tight. But the seatbelts are pretty fucking big.
They're pretty big.
The seatbelts are big. I'm a big dude. The seatbelts are big. I have a smaller waist, but like the thing with her is it's just, it's where you bulge.
Yeah.
She bulges in a place that's very tough to lock down.
Yeah.
With a belt. She's bulging in a place that's not, why doesn't she wear the seatbelt around her neck?
It'd fit there. It definitely fits there.
You get there, hire people that are different sizes to come to your restaurant and sit in different places so that you know you're accommodating people of all different sizes.
Can you imagine that being a fat seat filler? Hire people to just come to your restaurant and be fat?
Hey, man, I know you're a 425. Yeah. I'm opening a new fucking sandwich shop. Could you come by?
Let me ask you a question. So we have this very high-end Italian restaurant, and certain members of the fat activist community are worrying we're not shoveling a gruel in enough pigs' faces. Could you come down here and just be fat for a living? Just do what you do.
Do you see if some shit breaks?
Just come and just show people that the chairs work. Her whole point is she sees another fat person and goes, oh, these chairs work.
Oh, my God.
I love that she acts like she's not going to chance it in a restaurant.
Yeah, sure.
She's like, but maybe I won't go to this restaurant. Really?
Yeah, you will.
To be made. People want to travel and we shouldn't be seen as the problem.
Okay.
Every plane should have 8 seats.
That's it. You know, that's also possible. It's called private charter.
Yeah,
you
can... private charter. Yeah. Charter that, fatty. Fatty bun batty. I think it's a little absurd, and the demands being made of people to accommodate.
This is an insane demand.
It's insane.
I mean,
and it's unrealistic, and it would ruin. I don't even understand what her problem is. She doesn't want to ask for the seatbelt extender. First of all,
there's places that have.
I don't think she has to ask. People, like a good flight attendant, notices that and goes,
as soon as she boards, here you go.
Here you go.
And most restaurants should be able to accommodate. You know, they should be like, hey, we're probably gonna have some people 450 coming in,
right?
You know, we need how about you do a little bit for yourself too?
She's like, me and my husband, when we're on the plane, we try to be small.
Yeah.
Yeah. How?
Yeah. How do you
try to be small?
This what you do? You shrug.
She goes, we close our eyes and we pretend to be June bugs, but we're not. We're 800 like, pounds of fun.
I know
fun.
I'm this big, but I'm going to Jew myself down to 220.
I'm trying to Jew myself down so I fit in this seatbelt. So I can get to fucking, where are they even going?
Where are they going?
Where are you going? She's like, we took a trip to Ohio.
It'd be funny wasn't there a thing too? Wasn't that a thing years ago where airlines were like, they would just go like, no, you gotta buy 3 seats.
Yes.
Like they would just make you buy the seats.
I think so.
Yeah, that was, I think it was maybe Southwest that was like, no, if you're going to fly here, you require multiple seats.
Yeah.
I think they did that. And people got upset, obviously.
Now they're banning skinny woman.
Well, there's no exact weight limit. Customer of size is someone that needs more than one seat. Yeah, Southwest state that the lowered armrest is if you cross over. Yeah,
I love that this has to be explained to someone. The armrest is the border of the seat.
Yeah. Are you in somebody's country?
That's where the seat ends. Now, are you Russia going into Ukraine right now?
Because if so,
if your stomach is in the next person's seat, you have to pay for that.
Yeah, I think that's reasonable, though.
I think it's reasonable.
I think it's reasonable.
I think it's reasonable.
Or here's the thing. Just don't fly.
Don't fly. Get a first class seat.
Yeah. They're not being.
Get an exit row. That might help.
And try to be as small as you can.
And try to work on you.
Just wish real hard while you're in your seat. Just go, yeah. I'm small, and see how that works out.
I like
out.
How she's like, the excursions are being kept. Like she's like, finally, I'm on vacation. I want to try walking, and they won't let me. I want to try. I've never done this before. What is this exotic thing called walking?
Yeah, it's a really... Yeah, it's not like you're doing excursions when you're home.
Yeah, and it's like, what does she think? She's going to be on a zip line?
Hell no. That whole fucking forest will fall apart.
That would be amazing, though. To see her on a zip line would be kind of amazing.
And they're like, we don't think you should do this. She goes, I got up here. And they're like, all right. And then you see all the shit snap. Kill a kid in the village. I'm like, oh my God. Did you guys, by the way, find any more of that, dude?
Quite possibly.
I'm being dead serious. Here. This isn't a joke. I said what I said. I don't know what to tell you. You don't get to question me. You do not get to require proof from me. You were part of the movement that helped establish these rules and set the bar. Okay? You don't get to come later when someone else joins a club that you don't want in. So I want to make sure that that's clear and understood. You don't get to question how I personally identify.
What like the trans community should do is just really embrace him.
Yeah.
And just start following him around.
Yeah.
Like drag queens just start showing up and things he does.
And then he's, oh yeah, we're here for you. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, they should embrace him and like reverse troll him.
That's because you're a comedian. So that you know how to handle the situation.
That's the way to do it.
Yeah, the way to do it is like if you get super upset, you're doing exactly what he wanted.
It's exactly right. What you need to do is go and tell him that he's part of this now.
And then when he goes, you know what, I've decided to... To reestablish I'm actually going to be a straight white man. They go, no.
No, you're not. No,
we're going to follow you forever.
No, you're not. You will be trans for the rest of your life. Yeah. You're a trans woman of color for the rest of your life.
Yeah. It's pretty amazing.
I love it.
Yeah, it's great.
It's like a Jordan Peele film in reverse.
Go back to the search results because I thought I saw one.
He's fun.
He's a fun dude, though.
He's a fun guy because this is, but you got to reverse troll him. There's no other way to do it.
You have to.
It has to become so, like, both sides are trolling so hard that nobody knows what's real anymore. It's like when a CIA agent gets turned by another country, then they're a double agent, and then they come back here and say, I was turned. They go, okay, we'll feed them fake information. Then they're a triple agent. And then he goes back to the country, goes, listen, I told them I was turned. They're giving me fake information. And then they go, that's great, but now you're back with us again. You get to a certain point where you've been flipped so many times.
You don't know what's going on.
That's what this guy has to do.
What would be amazing is if they, you know, they get more upset. And so what he does is like, he just shows up first. He just shows up in his suit, but in a wig. Like he puts a wig on and he's like, I'm a, you know, trans woman.
Right.
And then a few weeks later, he adds makeup.
Yes.
Right. Then all of a sudden, 6 months go by, he's in a dress.
Yeah.
But he still thinks he's trolling, but they're like, you are wearing a dress now.
Right.
You know? And then he's in heels.
Yeah.
And then he's like, I've switched back, but he's like, you know what? I kind of like the way these shoes feel. And then he's kind of seduced.
And he becomes this kind of hybrid.
Yeah, this hybrid. And then he actually goes, you know what? I actually am going to identify.
Yeah. It started out as a troll. And then he has a tearful press conference where he goes, this started out as a troll, but I am a trans woman now.
Yeah.
That's how it happens.
That's how it happens. And the color is happening too.
That's exactly what happens.
Transracial is one of my favorite things.
It's great. It's great because it shows that people contain multitudes.
Yeah.
And the reality is.
Yeah, I remember that. Oh, she was great.
I respect people that are that insane that they go to those lengths.
That's the ultimate
That to me is like that guy who's now like a conservative guy on Twitter is Holly London, but he wanted to look like a Korean or something and he tried to become Korean.
That's amazing.
Yeah, Google Ollie London Korean. So he tried to become like Korean.
That's
and he made himself Korean.
Uh-huh.
And then
identifies as South Korean.
Yeah, so he went and he became South Korean. And I respect that. Now he's like Now he's a conservative on Twitter who yells at trans people.
Really?
Yeah. It's hilarious. It's hilarious. No, this whole country will descend into like freaks yelling at other freaks.
Yeah.
Like people that have like multiple plastic surgeries screaming at other people that want multiple plastic surgeries.
And all of this is just rooted, like, you don't even know about this if you're not on social media.
Yeah, you don't know, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
no, my father would have no idea what this is.
He'd be like, what?
I'd be like, Dad, someone's trying to be Korean.
Oh, my God. 18 surgeries. It just looks like he walked into a beehive.
It takes a lot to get to end up Korean.
Yeah.
You don't.
And also, here's the thing, though. I'm losing some respect if you're like, at least not on Duolingo doing Korean lessons, right?
No, you have to be full Korean.
Yeah, like at least you got to try to learn the language.
I love the idea if he showed up looking like that, just all English.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got to do some Babbel courses.
He's like, hello.
Yeah, do some Babbel and let's spit some Korean at me.
Yeah. Do you think Rachel Dolezal
speaks with, AAVE?
Yeah.
African-American Vernacular English?
Definitely.
Probably.
Definitely.
It's a lot of people, you know what I'm saying?
Like, she would definitely be in the store and she'd be like, shh, damn.
Damn.
Shh. You know how I be.
I'm
where I be.
You know what I'm saying? I'm like, Rachel, what's up with that? Well, I identify.
Yeah. I'm identifying as an AAVE speaker.
Yeah. And so this is how we speak.
That's how we do it.
That's how we do it.
This is how we do it.
By the way, you're one of the people who every time I'm scrolling, you know, a lot of you scroll and you see your friends and you watch, but I am actually genuinely entertained by your stuff.
Thank you very much.
I'm very entertained.
Thank you very much.
I do think you have the, I don't know, it's like you have the gift of gab, as they say, where you can just, I think the highest level, like, skill set in podcasting is podcasting essentially alone.
Yeah.
I don't know how you do it. I do love this guy at The Breakers, though.
This is the king.
This will be you one day.
This is my final form. You could look at him. This man right here.
Like that.
This man, this is a man who, to me, he never left the monarchy.
Yeah.
Like, he believes very much in the divine right of kings.
Yeah.
And he's going to go eat shrimp cocktail on Sunday at the Breakers brunch. And I love it.
You could tell him that on the driveway behind him,
yeah,
a kid just got hit by a car.
Yeah.
And he wouldn't turn around.
No, he'd go, I know I did it. I know, because it wouldn't get out of my way. Now get me some stone crab claws now. Yeah, I love this guy. Tim J. Dillon on Instagram if you want to see that gentleman.
Oh, man. It's fucking amazing. It's amazing. So you're doing the podcast and Patreon every week.
We do the podcast and Patreon every single week. We are out on the road, timdillacomedy.com. We have a book out now. We have other things happening.
Yeah, you got some big things happening.
Some really cool things happening. So who knows? You know, it's been a weird journey since I started in 2010, late 2010.
Late 2010.
In a coffee shop in Long Island where they did tattoos on people, and you would hear, when you didn't do well, you'd hear the tattoo needle.
Isn't it kind of wild to think of that, though? Like, to really stop and think about it?
It's crazy to think about.
And like, there's some people that you knew back then.
Yeah.
Who were, you're like, hey, I'm doing this. And they were like, that's a cool hobby for a few months.
Yeah.
And then they see you now and they're like, what the fuck?
Yeah, it's weird. And new, and I didn't know when I started, there was like no, I didn't know what podcasting was.
Sure.
I was not really on the internet. I wasn't, you know, I had no idea where anything was going.
Yeah.
And I don't know what'll happen next. If that's the interesting thing.
I think the real lesson for people like who are getting into this, they're watching you, is that I never saw you go like, is this okay? Or what happens if, like,
right.
Most people go like, what if I say that though? And it gets in my, you know,
I can only function,
erupts in my face. And how can
I could only function in this business if I could say whatever I wanted.
Yeah.
That was the ultimate.
But people say they want that, but they don't.
But I realized the things I said had to be very funny. And the whole goal of everything I said was to make people really laugh. And if there were good points in it, great. And
yeah.
Sometimes there are. But the goal is ultimately to just make people laugh. And I had to just be able to do what I wanted, because if not, the constraints weren't worth it.
And you never did the, oh, I'm joking. Like, you didn't have to, you didn't do what, I'm joking. You didn't tell
people.
Yeah,
I just,
it's implied.
It's a comedy podcast. Yeah. If you like listening to something funny, great. If you like listening to something where you go, oh, I agree with some of that. Some of that I don't agree with.
Yeah.
But all of it's funny.
Yeah.
Great. That's the whole point. None of it is, you know, meant to, I'm not proselytizing.
Did you always feel like you could, like, knew that you would do it alone? Like, it's hard. I feel like it's really hard to do alone.
Yeah. I think when you talk for the hour, you kind of talk at, you know, you talk at the audience and you talk at your producer, who's ever there.
Sure.
But when you talk at the audience, you develop a kind of a bond with them where they expect that and they like that, you know, because they know that whatever you think you're going to say. And
do you prep it all in your head?
No,
nothing.
I barely know what I'm going. Like, I did an episode a couple of weeks ago where I talked about nuggets. A child got burned with a nugget at a McDonald's. And I said, this is clear that her mother is struggling and needed to burn her to make money.
Sure.
And it was an autistic girl who couldn't testify. You know, what are the odds?
Yeah.
And I think the mother was basically like looking at the girl and she was like, I got to hurt you with this nugget now.
Yeah.
But then I'm going to buy you a bicycle. So I think she heated up a nugget and then put it on her daughter's leg. I had no idea. I was doing that until my producer pulled up the nugget story. And I was like, let me. Yeah, so that's the funnest thing, and I find stand-up from that process.
Yeah.
Because I tighten things up. And
then you take it to the stage.
And then I take it to the stage, and that's the fun of it. Is like,
so it's like stream of consciousness on the, basically, on the podcast.
Yes.
And then whatever's the best, you take
whatever's
it.
Whatever's the best, we take it to the stage, and, you know, it's fun, and hopefully it's fun. And some of it works, some of it doesn't work.
Yeah, that's how it goes, though.
That's how it goes.
Yeah, I mean, it's not supposed to always work.
No, enough of it works.
Enough of it works.
Yeah.
But the fun thing, I mean, the thing about it is, like, you know, fucking up is how...
Fucking up's huge, because sometimes in the middle of a story, I'll go, oh, I was wrong about that, or I should actually go the other way on this, or... And that's
like, you never get like really good stuff unless you have some shit that doesn't work.
Yeah. Too. I think the freedom of that and having to talk for an hour twice a week gets you to this interesting point in your head.
Incredible.
Where you're like, okay, how can I present these ideas in a way that are funny to people? And then tightening that on stage is great.
Well, look, we're huge, huge fans here.
Thank you.
I hope we get to see you more.
Yes.
Congratulations on the book.
Thank you.
Go pre-order that now. If you are listening, if you're watching, pre-order Tim's book. See him on tour, listen to his podcast.
Thank you.
We'll see you soon, man.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate it.
Bert and Tom and Bert. One goes topless while the other wears a shirt. Tom tells stories and Bert's the machine. There's not a chance in hell that they'll keep it clean. Here's what we call Two Bears, One Cave. No scripts, a bit of booze, amateur partology. Dirty jokes, raunchy humor, no apologies. Here's what we call Two Bears, One Cave.